these guys have been introduced, but I'd like to introduce them again. Let's see, the first guy to join the band really is not here, Joe Carroll. He was with me in an earlier band, but next guy to join the band is playing the bass here tonight, and he started out taking mandolin lessons from me, and he was building me mandolin bridges, and he traded me bridges for lessons, and pretty soon I didn't need any more bridges, and he didn't need any more lessons, but he kept coming around, and so I thought it'd be nice to have a group with two mandolins. And problem is, he liked to play bass too much, so he went on to have a great career in new acoustic music, dog music, bluegrass music. He's a Grammy award-winning record producer, and we're happy to have one of the original architects of dog music here tonight, Mr. Todd Phillips. One day, Todd brought over a friend of his who played the fiddle and lived in Santa Cruz, California. He was building mandolins, and he started building me mandolins, and pretty soon I didn't need any more. No. he knew a bunch of my tunes, and we played on the back porch, and he kept coming around, and he ended up being the founding fiddle player in this band, and he's come a long ways. Been in groups like the Turtle Island String Quartet. Yeah. And what's that? What's that other band here tonight?
Oh, Psychograss.
Yeah, Psychograss. The Montreux Band. Mr. Fiddlistics himself, Daryl Anger. Back porch, I kept hearing about this guitar player who was revolutionizing bluegrass guitar, and he worked with J.D. Crow and the New South, an incredible band which included Jerry Douglas and Ricky Skaggs, and I got invited by Bill Keith, the great banjo player, to play on his first album, and on guitar was this guy, and I showed him some of the tunes I was writing, and he kind of dug him, and he loved him, and he made me go back to Lexington, Kentucky with him and camp out there, and we'd get up, and he'd play with J.D. at night, and he'd be learning my tunes next afternoon, and before long, he gave me a phone call and said he gave J.D. his notice, which I didn't ask him to do, and he moved into my basement. Founding guitarist of this band. Please welcome the incredible Tony Wright. Well, about a year after this band started, I got phone calls from this young kid in Florida who had bought this record. He kept buying more of them. He kept wearing them out or selling them. I don't know what he was doing with those records. But he came to visit me one day, and I was suffering with tendonitis, I think. I wasn't playing the mandolin, and I just heard him play, and I rushed him into the studio to play some parts for me. And I guess Todd wanted to go back to bass, so we hired this guy to play the mandolin, and he plays mandolin, fiddle, guitar. He's a world-class string musician, and he plays with all the greats, Edgar Meyer and Bela Fleck and Daryl Anger, and he have a group together, Anger Marshall Band. Please welcome Mike Marshall, the Gator.
knows. It's called the David Grisman Quintet, right? But, you know, I think one thing we all have in common in the band is we all heard him and just had to do this. So he didn't have a choice. He didn't really hire any of us. We just showed up at his door one day, and he inspired all of us to play better than we used to play before we met him. So anyway, the great David Grisman.
Needless to say, I'm thrilled to be playing here with these guys, and thank you all for making this happen. We'll get on with the last song on side one. This is back when they had LPs. I wrote this when I had pneumonia. And it's always hard to title instrumentals.